I'll now call the meeting back in session. Next case.
Case number 13053, Matthew and Colleen Schweitzer seeks variances from the front and side yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115.34, 115.182, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Snow Goose Road. The 911 address is 9643 Snow Goose Road in Milford. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 230, Map 17, Parcel 167. We have zero letters of support or opposition and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 14.8-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed screen porch, a 12.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement, a 3.1-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for the proposed porch, a 2.3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for the porch. And that's all.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Mark Redden, Arcology Arch Design Services, 107 South Washington Street, Milford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I so affirm.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, I've done a lot of these with you guys over the years, and I think this one is very similar. My client has the house, that picture is horribly off, so if you're trying to get an idea of where it is properly, that's probably better for understanding. The existing dwelling is a small rancher, pretty standard, low in the lot, but it is placed in an awkward location. This placement predates the zoning code. That's part of the uniqueness of the property. It's basically the age of the house, the age of the lot. In addition, another unique factor is that they are one of two houses on Snow Goose Lane, and the other one is even closer to the street. The other three lots are all empty. I believe that they are owned by the local utility or something. Don't look to be developed anytime soon. So this also should have very little effect on the neighborhood, as they are the end of the line, and pretty much the only people who drive down the street are themselves and their neighbor, who, like I said, are already closer to the property line than they are. Because this house is what it is, it's non-conforming to the zoning zone, non-conforming to the flood zone. There's limited to what we can do to it. On top of that, the septic is actually in the prime building area of this lot, between the shed and the house, which obviously you don't really want to dig up your septic for anything you want to do. And they don't really want to do a lot here. There is an existing deck you can see as a dashed line. And we use that as kind of our guidepost. We've created a screen porch wrapped around the house that sits no closer than the deck does now to the side or the front. And to do that, it's being a little funky dimensions because the angles and stuff, but that is, we get no closer. The front corner of that deck is the same as the front corner of our porch, as far as how far from the street it is. Same thing with the side. It's actually, we did not go all the way over to maintain like across the front of the house, because the house is at an angle, so if we went straight out from there, we'd be encroaching closer to the side yard. We set it in some so that we would not be doing that. This was obviously not created by the applicant. They did not set this house. They did not make these problems. Leave this lot would not actually be allowed in this zoning. I think it's too small, but I'm not 100% sure on that one. I was looking at Ms. Norwood to see if she could help me out with that one. Would this lot actually meet the requirements for area for the zoning it's in?
No, it's a small lot, so it gets undersized.
I didn't want to say that. Yeah, I was pretty sure that was right, but I wanted to make sure.
I apologize.
No, it's fine. I just figure you're here. You know this even better than I do. As far as what does affect the neighborhood, it's still going to be a small cottage. They're not looking for anything grand. They just want protection from the bugs. It's Delaware Beaches. There's a swamp across the street. If you sit out on the deck in June, you will lose a half a pint of blood by the time you get back inside.
Where this is, right on the refuge, I didn't know there was a Snow Goose Road there until
yes.
I looked at it. And yes, there is flies and mosquitoes.
Yes. There are some small other things, adding an outdoor shower, but that's going to be inside the setbacks anyway, making some small changes to windows. But the vast majority of the project and what the variance is for the front porch.
You pray for that southeast wind every day.
I think you're wondering which wind. I would just say any wind, probably, or maybe a good flamethrower. But
if it's
yes.
southwest off that refuge, yeah.
So as far as, is this the minimum? We believe that it is. Again, we took our guideposts from the existing deck as to how far we could encroach. We are not as far as our neighbors are. We believe we made good faith effort to improve the home in a way that is consistent with the neighborhood, that does not encroach impose on the neighbors in any way, but makes the house much more livable and useful. And like I said, the house itself, given that its condition with its flood zone and its foundation really does not lend itself to, you know, much else. And any major renovation would be a much larger affair, several hundred thousand dollars, as opposed to, you know, this much smaller project. I believe I hit all five, what I think are all five of the conditions.
Questions?
Mr. Redden, I think the pictures show this, but I just want to confirm, lot 48 to the right of this is empty, vacant, is that correct?
Yes.
The shed is in compliance, Mr. Norwood, I believe.
That's correct.
Because we have a small lot.
It's hard to see where like I said, that picture, the lines are way off of the aerial map, and the actual lines are pretty far off. But that's a better rendition of what's on the lot.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I noticed looking on this site plan, on the northwestern side, kind of northwestern corner of the lot, and kind of going up to a triangle, there's like a hashed area. What is that? Is that an offense? Is that like an encroachment from a neighbor? That little triangular area?
I believe that the owner, recording after all. Yeah, that is a fence.
Okay, so, and that looks like it may be from the neighbor?
Yes, and as you can see, it does encroach slightly over the line. Yeah.
So it kind of limits where things could go to, I would presume. The Snow Goose Way, do we know how far the front property line is from the edge of paving?
I don't have that measurement.
I guess first question is, is there a gap, do you know?
I would turn to the picture, but I know those lines are off, so it's not going to give us a good, I don't have anything. But if you see there, front to back, it's a little off. It looks like the line is probably within 5 feet. If you adjust for where that line should be, it's not far. And the road itself is a very narrow, minimal road. It's only really servicing those two houses.
Ms. Norwood, perhaps as a question, or Mr. Redden could answer it as well. I see there's steps that come off the proposed covered deck.
Mm-hmm.
And I presume those are uncovered steps?
Yes.
All right. And I can't tell from the measurement, but I'm guessing they only project less than 5 feet.
Yes, they're only there's two steps, they'd be project about 2 feet.
Okay, I noticed you had them project to the side so they don't kind of go further in.
Also, the driveway is along the side there, so the parking will be, the main entry of the house also is from the side, so those steps align with the front door and the driveway.
Okay, so we don't need a variance for the steps then. Okay.
No, I didn't think so.
All right, very good. I have many questions, thank you.
Mr. Levengoff?
I have no questions.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
It does.
Thank you. You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13053 for Matthew and Colleen Schweitzer and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13053 for, Matthew and Colleen Schweitzer. I believe that they've met all the criteria. The property itself and its physical condition This was not caused by them in any way, shape, or form. They've met all five of the variance requirements.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovengoth?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too. So you vote 4-0, your case is approved.